Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Discover how you can take charge of the all-new Corsa E on opel.ie.
The Freight Transport Association has warned of huge disruption in the coming weeks, including risks to supermarket shelves and rising unemployment. This is as a result of Brexit. Now, the association has written to the Taoiseach Micheál Martin outlining their concerns, and their general manager, Aidan Flynn, joins me on the line now. Good morning, Aidan.
Hey, good morning, Claire.
Thanks very much for joining us on this. And we know that there have been big problems north of the border, but what are you worried about happening here? Because we do hear anecdotally, certainly, that there are gaps on the shelves, particularly when it comes to fresh food, vegetables and fruit and so on.
Well, we are concerned because the political negotiations didn't conclude until the 24th of December 2020, leaving only a matter of days until Britain became officially a third country and new rules and regulations came in. But industry hasn't had a chance to test the new systems that were required for customs declarations and a lot of other requirements in terms of safety and security declarations, a new revenue system for pre-boarding notification that requires you to have before you're allowed onto a ferry over and back. So the transition period was in name only last year, and we didn't have enough time to adjust.
Okay, so there wasn't the timeline there. And what has been the impact of that, or what's the result of that?
Well, basically, supply chains are slowing up. Whilst we hear from revenue that they have 70% green routed coming through Dublin Port, for instance, it's unbelievable to consider that there's 30% of goods are being called for inspection. That's unsustainable. Realistically, going on guidelines, we should be looking at numbers of around 2% being called for physical inspection. So that is a red flag in a period of time where the volumes are unprecedentedly low. I mean, there was a good bit of stockpiling that's been well documented before Christmas. COVID has had an impact on the industry as well, COVID-19. But volumes are very, very low because industry is not able to handle the new documentary and regulatory requirements. So goods are sitting in distribution centres. And we are reliant on Britain, whether we like it or not. They were the distribution hub for Ireland, for our retail sector, for e-commerce and so on. So there's an awful lot of issues that industry is having to take a hit with.
Okay.
And in fairness, so too have revenue and Department of Agriculture inspectors. There's brand new systems there. And there is a learning curve required from everybody.
I know no one wants to raise any fears here, but the stark reality for supermarket shelves is that we will start seeing, would you agree, more and more shortages?
Well, I suppose the reason we've written to the Taoiseach and his colleagues is to really look at this from a preventative perspective, because of course prevention is better than the cure. We want to deal with these issues, and you know, revenue are doing what they have to do. So we need political intervention to understand the complexities and the issues within the supply chain. You know, anecdotally, we haven't seen any evidence or cause for concern within the supply chain at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw it when I went to the supermarket the other day, and there were lots of vegetables that weren't available. And I'm hearing that from lots of other people too. I mean, is that the sort of shortages that you're talking about?
Yeah, look, I think they are isolated instances, and there will be issues with certain products. But, you know, at this moment of time, there is no cause for concern in the short to medium term. But there's no doubt about it. The supply chain is reliant on efficiencies, on just-in-time. You know, we do rely on Britain, and had done a lot for the land bridge to connect continental Europe. We do have new direct services to continental Europe, but we just don't have enough to be able to handle the volumes. We are seeing overbookings on ferries, which obviously highlights the fact that the increased demand needs to be dealt with. And we didn't see an awful lot of support for new ferry operations into continental Europe pre the end of the year. And we need a lot more support from various different departments and government to help support industry transition so that there isn't long-term issues with the supply chain.
You said there at the beginning that, you know, this is as a result of the negotiations only ending, the political negotiations ending on Christmas Eve. So perhaps this is a timeline issue and it will be all ironed out and people will become used to the new systems that they're having to deal with. Perhaps that's only a matter of weeks, Aidan, before it all starts to run smoothly again, or am I being too optimistic?
No, look, I think it's a fair point, but it is very difficult on industry, and particularly the haulage sector, who operate on very, very tight margins, who really don't have any time to be able to wait as we try and understand what the new requirements are. You know, I think we do need to look at what the UK have done. They have implemented rolling easements where goods can flow relatively seamlessly into Britain.